Hi there. The word for you today is PDPGINFWMY. I'll explain that in a minute. In James 1 verse 4 in the Message, we read, "Don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work." The longer you live, the more you'll discover that life is lived in seasons. And if you don't understand that, you'll be constantly frustrated. For example, some seasons are for sowing, some are for waning, and some are for reaping. Sometimes you have a short, intense burst of growth, followed by a longer period of stabilizing and testing. But what about my problems, you ask? Answer, pray for a miracle, but don't be disappointed if your answer comes through gradual change. Over time, a steady stream of water will erode the hardest rock, turn giant boulders into pebbles. You may feel frustrated right now with the pace of your progress, but God, He's never in a hurry. Think about it. He took 80 years to prepare Moses, including 40 in the wilderness. For 14,600 days, Moses wondered, "Is it time yet?" But God kept saying, "No." Now, my friend, contrary to pop psychologists, quick success seminars, and the no money down guy on TV who made a fortune in real estate, there are no easy steps to maturity. When God makes a mushroom, He does it overnight. But when He makes a giant oak, He takes 100 years. Bottom line, God sets the schedule, not us. So, when you get discouraged about how far you still have to go, try this. Stop and look back at how far God has brought you. Come on, weren't there times when you just wanted to quit? Yet He never stopped loving you, believing in you, and developing you. He's faithful. One of the great scriptures Paul writes is 2 Timothy 2:13. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful. Years ago, folks wore a popular button with the letters PDPGINFWMY, which simply means, "Please be patient. God is not finished with me yet." And you know what? He's not finished with you either.